it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hello everyone. I am Matt Williamson. How's everyone doing today? Full disclosure, this time yesterday I recorded one, which you've probably already heard now, and I put it in the queue that I'm supposed to put it in on DK Pittsburgh Sports, and I forgot to hit send. It just sat there overnight, so that was just totally on me. It's been sitting there. I went and looked at it this morning. I'm like, why isn't anything uploaded? I'm like, well, because I forgot to hit send, you dummy. But anyway, so back on schedule here. My fault on that. Sometimes I'm dumb. Anyways, since we talked last, Tyler Boyd, Pittsburgh native, been rumored to be interested here. A lot of people are pushing for it. Has signed a $4.5 $1 million deal with the Tennessee Titans. This makes me happy. I don't want to talk about Boyd to the Steelers. I don't think he fits what they want to do. A slot receiver, tough, has had a good career. He was slow on his good day, and now he's very slow. And I don't think he's close to being worth $4.5 million for the season either. So I'm glad he's out of the picture. I don't think he would have solved things. Yes, he would have helped. He would have been in the equation with the other guys they've had, the Quez Watkins of the worlds and Van Jeffersons. I don't think he's any better than them at this stage of his career. However, the Titans brought back Westbrook Akine. They have Hopkins. They added Boyd. They went out and gave big money to Ridley. And this general manager, this general manager did not draft Treylon Burks, first round pick from 2 years ago. I would offer a late round pick for Burks right now. Now, do I think he's fantastic? No, but he's a former first round pick that I didn't love coming out of Arkansas, but he is big, physical, great after the catch. Better version of Malachi Corley, Western Kentucky kid that the Jets took that a lot of people thought the Steelers loved and they had in for a visit. Raw. But the Titans have not done this guy any favors at all. They asked Burks to kind of be their number one from the get-go. When they traded A.J. Brown, they used their pick on Burks. Not ready for that at all. Like, they lined him up on the line of scrimmage like he's George Pickens as an X and asking him to beat man coverage. No. I mean, he needs to be manufactured touches, but he's like 6'3", 225 pounds. There's all kinds of ability there. And I just think you could get him super cheap right now. So I'm not saying he's the answer. If you were to go get a Burks, I don't think that makes you done at all at the receiver room. But I think you could buy him at this point, honestly, at like 20 cents on the dollar. Like, here's a sixth round pick, or here's 2 sevenths next year, something like that. And he may not help at all, but I'll bet on getting him out of that situation and first round, borderline first round talent from not long ago. Not super expensive except for a first round pick contract, and throw him in the mix and still kick the tires on more receivers. But that's a name that I think is the smart, you know, byproduct of Boyd going to the Titans. So just think about that for a little bit. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs, both of which are flying along right now. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All of you are aware that the Steelers drafted three offensive linemen this year. That's rare. You don't see that in the league very often. You usually get seven picks. Of course, some teams end up with more or less, you know, trades. You know all that. You know how that works. I don't need to explain how the NFL draft works. But this is the first time since 1976 that they drafted three offensive linemen in the first five picks. Okay, I thought that was interesting. You know, it's been a long time. Now, I'm sure I could look at almost every team in the league and have really, really long stretches where you don't draft three offensive linemen in your first five picks. Fair enough. But this is what matters to me, is not including last year, obviously, when they drafted Broderick Jones, Omar Khan's first as GM. This is the first year since 2012, which was the DeCastro-Mike Adams draft, back-to-back, that the Steelers used a first or second-round pick on offensive linemen. I've been on record many times that I think Kevin Colbert deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and that is rare for GMs. And Kevin has, I figured it out a year or two ago, the average pick that he was awarded was like 25th overall in the first round because his teams have been so good. And it's hard to draft tackles there. That being said, I mean, that's first or second round neglecting offensive linemen since 2012. And the purpose of this is not to give Kevin Colbert a hard time. I'm just telling you, there's a new sheriff in town in terms of O-line building. Like, I think, obviously, I think job number one when Omar took over was rebuild this O-line. Can we do it in 2 years? Looks like they can. But I don't think they're going to go from 2012 to present without drafting offensive linemen high ever again. You know, so I just looked at it real quick. I mean, in 2013, they drafted zero offensive linemen. In 2014, Wesley Johnson was with the 173rd pick was the only offensive lineman they took. That's 2 years. You can't go 2 years in a row with, no matter what, with only adding a sixth round pick on the offensive line. 2015, none. I mean, I'm doing this live and I'm a little shocked. I knew it was bad. So from 2015, 14, 13, the only guy you drafted on the O-line was Wesley Johnson. That's brutal, man. 2016, the first one they took was Gerald Hawkins, fourth rounder, Louisiana State. Ain't going to get it done much either. I mean, again, that's considered a high pick over this stretch on O-line, which is a premium position. 2017 is the TJ Watt draft. They drafted Colin Holba from Louisville with a 213th pick. So over a five-year stretch, you added Colin Holba, Gerald Hawkins, and Wesley Johnson. Wow, this is worse than I thought, to be honest with you. Okay, so now we get into 2018, a little more recent history. They take Chooks in the third round, the 92nd pick. Okay, but this starts to be the trend then. As you start throwing third-round picks and fourth-round picks at a problem that demands premium assets. 2019. Zero. Oh, I'm sorry. Derwin Gray with their last pick in the seventh round. Derwin Gray, 219th pick overall in 2019. In 2020, they took Kevin Dotson, fourth round pick. Okay. I mean, that's like a premium pick with Chooks in this era. And he's playing really well for the Rams. We know that story. Okay. So now O-line's officially a big need. And the 2021 draft rolls around. They take Kendrick Green in the third, Dan Moore in the fourth. I mean, Dan Moore's been a success story. I mean, him and Chooks, I guess Dotson to some degree, have been home runs by the names I've been throwing out at you lately. In 2022, that's the Kenny Pickett draft. Zero offensive linemen. I mean, the number of offensive linemen taken in this neighborhood is bonkers. And then we get the last year with Broderick Jones, and at least they threw a late pick at Spencer Anderson. You know, that was the 251st pick overall. That's crazy to me. And of course, this year, Fatanu at 20, Frazier at 51, McCormick at 119. I mean, how about those names, though, between DeCastro and Broderick Jones? I mean, there can't be a team. I'm not going to do the study, but there can't be a team. Broderick Jones was 2023. DeCastro was, as we mentioned, 2012. There can't be a team that had less draft capital dedicated to offensive lines over basically a decade stretch. Can't happen, man. Can't happen. I don't think it will happen again. I just feel like, again, this is by no means ripping on Kevin Colbert. I mean, I'm just looking at history here. I'm surprised they were as competitive as they were over that stretch. And yes, they had some ridiculous continuity and the Pouncies and Big Al and Ramon Foster and Coach Munchak used to kind of make chicken soup out of chicken droppings there for a while. But you got to draft talent at that position. I mean, O-line, besides quarterback, is the scarcest, most difficult position to draft or to find in this entire league. And I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was as bad as I just told you over that stretch. Well, there was a lot of winning during that time. So, again, I'm not throwing stones. I mean, they did a lot of good things, and they had the same lineman back time and time again. But wow, I mean, and Villanueva, they made out of nothing. Then that's awesome. But that's just a tough way to live in this league. And it eventually bit them in a big way. So I'm here to tell you those days are gone, clearly. So interesting. I mean, I think that, yes, Mr. Rooney, Coach Tomlin have been here for all the above. But I really feel like the way this team builds is drastically different now than it has been. You know, that the way they churn the bottom of the roster, the way they trade and manipulate the draft, the way that they add future picks, the way they go into camp with one offensive lineman too many, you know, that you can trade the Greens and Dotsons and maybe a Dan Moore or a Herbig or whoever. I'm all for it, man. And I put a big stamp of approval on what this front office is doing. And now it's two draft classes in a row to back that up. And O-line, I doubt they'll go O-line every year in the first round, of course. But it wouldn't shock me if next year's is a D-lineman. You know what I'm saying? We could have that conversation here soon, too. What are they dedicated to the D-line? All right. But anyway, I was a little blown back by that. And again, I knew it was bad, barren, scarce. I didn't realize it was that bad from DeCastro to Broderick Jones. The draft picks in that stretch is remarkable. All right. Take care. Bye.